Proclamation number 5590 of 30th of January, 1953. Sudden retrieval. No one knows when his last hour will come, and no one knows in which state he will enter the spiritual kingdom. Yet everyone can make an effort to live in such a way that he need not fear the last hour. And because people now live thoughtlessly, because they don't think about how quickly they can be called away, because they no longer think about their purpose in life and only life for this earthly world, they are often reminded of the end by the sudden call away of fellow human beings, which nevertheless lets them think for a short time of what is also imminent for them and can be imminent very soon. Everything happens to make people think, and if one thing has no effect, something more powerful will come which will startle people and make them realize the futility of earthly life. And anyone who pays attention will see how everything only points to the end. Anyone who pays attention will also recognize the signs of the times, people's spiritual low and the urgency of help if they are not all to be lost. Yet what can make one person thoughtful is passed by carelessly by the other. No matter what happens, it does not affect him, and these are the ones who are visibly granted an earthly life of well-being. But do not be surprised, for they have their reward there. They are richly provided for on earth because then they have nothing more to expect. They are supplied from below with everything they desire. And these do not envy, for their lot is truly not desirable. But they will be the ones who oppose everything that points to God, to the end and to judgment. They will rush and make provocative speeches, for they are under the influence of Satan, who will be exceedingly active in the last days. They will also agree with him who decrees laws against the believers. They will strengthen him in his power and therefore stand high and in honor on earth and possess everything they strive for. Yet their souls are devilish and therefore can only receive the reward they are entitled to. The prosperity will be conspicuous, but so will the hardship and misery of those who are faithful to God and have to confess this openly before the world. But you humans should be aware of the fact that it is an unmistakable sign of the approaching end when the blatant difference comes to light, and then wait patiently, for then the day of your redemption will also soon have come. Many things will still happen to rouse people, and every thoughtful person will still change his mind and change. But those people who let everything pass them by without a trace will have to pay for it for an infinitely long time that they keep their ears closed to all admonitions and warnings from above. They will have to take upon themselves the fate they are striving for. They themselves will become matter, which alone they desire. Amen.